Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joining us live this morning, Steve Essler with AJ's Tree Service. Calm today compared to yesterday for you guys, so I'm sure you were busy. What is a day like yesterday look for like for you?
Hey, thanks for having us on. Yesterday was a pretty wild and chaotic day, to say the least. There's lots of trees to deal with out there, and all of them felt it. Some of them couldn't stand up to it. So we were doing our best to respond to people, let them know that we're there to help, and most importantly, keep roadways and wherever we could to keep people safe.
Now, looking at just all the debris that's out everywhere, you know, when you have some of that debris out there, I guess, when do you get called in? Is it strictly a downed tree, or could it be heavy branches? Where's your specialty, and what were some of the different things you were dealing with yesterday?
We specialize across the board, but being with the equipment we have, we really shine when it's the biggest, ugliest trees. We can do just about anything, though. So if anyone has from the smallest branch to the largest tree, we advise them to give us a call so we can give them help and make sure they don't put themselves or anyone in a compromised, unsafe position.
Where were the major areas where you saw a lot of calls yesterday? Was there one place hit more than others around Western New York?
That's a great question. We received calls all the way up from Niagara Falls down to the South Towns, but we're contracted with the city of Buffalo, and there was major damage in the city. South Buffalo was hit especially hard, but really across the city, with the winds coming up across the lake, gathering speed, and then running into those trees and buildings, that's where we saw it really concentrated.
All around Buffalo, we saw the damaging winds, breaking these trees off into a bunch of different places. I mean, what makes it challenging for you? I mean, is every tree that you go to just a little bit different in terms of where it's fallen, how broken and busted the trunk might be? I would imagine you come up to a call, you have like, all right, we have a downed tree, but you really don't know what to expect until you get there.
That's right. We treat every tree differently, and the bottom line is we want to be safe for our guys and everyone in the area. Trees were all over houses and still are. We're going to be cleaning them up for days. And one of the things that makes it especially difficult to work, especially yesterday when the winds were just overkill, is getting things to the ground. If you're in an elevated position, the wind's going to try and blow it across the yard, across the house, and it'll end up across the neighborhood. When you're usually a branch, when you drop, it's going to go down underneath you, and that's where things get especially difficult. Or if you're trying to tip over a compromised tree, it doesn't want to do what you'd usually expect it to do. The wind and things are going to take over, so you have to take special precaution there.
Yeah, I mean, some of those gusts up to 80 miles an hour, how are you able to work at all in some of those windy conditions?
Yeah, we pretty much grounded our crews yesterday, meaning that we didn't fly lifts. And if we did, it was only for at a lower position so that they're not as likely to catch wind and be unsafe. And we concentrated a lot of our efforts on downed trees, but in the city, especially opening up roadways and whatnot. And then you know, the higher you go up in the air, the faster the wind is blowing. So if you're on the ground, you're going to be experiencing much lower winds than you would be if you were to have to go into the treetops like we spend a lot of our days during the regular season.
Are we out of the woods? You know, the higher winds are gone. It's going to be a little blustery today. That's our word of the day, blustery. But are we, like, out of the woods, or do you see in the days after a heavy wind event, you know, some more tree damage that either people didn't realize or it just took a little while for it to really show?
That's a good question. We get it all the time. Mother Nature is unpredictable, and so are trees. And a lot of these trees that broke off, it's not as obvious to some, so you might not notice it for days. And they can creep and slowly move throughout and shift their position through days and the different weather events we have in our winters. So there certainly is some stuff that will break free in coming days and weeks and months as the after effects of what happened yesterday. But the majority of the damage that we're going to see is done, and most of the trees out there are safe.
Okay, well, that's some good news there. I mean, days like this have to be pretty busy. It's time. I don't know why. When I think about tree service, I'm thinking of like the summertime when people are getting things trimmed or taken down. But is right now your busiest time of the year?
Well, right now, as in yesterday and today, and cleaning up, it doesn't get much busier than this. But we were going to be closed for the holidays, but we are always responsive to the storm damage and our customers in need. So if it's Christmas Day or just another Tuesday afternoon in the summer, we're there to work and help our customers all across Western New York.
Well, hey, great to hear, and thanks for hopping on with us. Hopefully you get a break here coming up soon. Steve Essler with AJ's Tree Service joining us live, talking about a lot of the damage that we saw all across Western New York yesterday with the high wind.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.